Hi, I'm Sylvia Acevedo, and I worked with Vicki Sullivan years ago, and I want to tell you how amazing the work was. You know, one of the things when I heard her speak, she really captured my imagination of the possibilities, of the potential I had within me to make a much bigger contribution. And one of the things that when I began working with her, she had asked me for all this information about myself, and I gave her my bio and my resume. And she sifted through all these documents. And one of the things that she came out and she said, "You buried the lead." I said, "What?" She said, you were a rocket scientist. I said, "Oh, yeah, but that was a while ago." And she said, "It doesn't matter. You need to lead with that." And, you know, I had sort of just discounted that because that was just one job I did right out of college. And then I went on to graduate school and went on to have a successful career in technology as an executive. But I had completely kind of overlooked the fact that I had been a rocket scientist. And Vicki picked that up and said, you know, that is clearly something that you need to lead with. And what I discovered when I began using that phrase, rocket scientist, that all of a sudden people began treating me differently. People began to hear me differently and treat me differently when I was presenting. And one of the things I realized is that when you say rocket scientist, well, besides meaning you're really good in math, that means you can handle a tremendous amount of complexity, that you can really sort through lots and lots of information, lots and lots of data, obviously do the math, but really get down to the most compelling issues at hand. And using that phrase rocket scientist, all of a sudden people said, oh, you can do that. And I had not put that together. I had not put together the importance of being able to use that phrase of rocket scientist. And just to give you an idea, before then, you know, I think a lot of times people looked at me and said, okay, Hispanic engineer, maybe you got ahead because of that. But as soon as you say, you know, I was a rocket scientist, I worked at the Jet Propulsion Laboratories, I worked on the Voyager flyby of Jupiter and its moons, people said, okay, now that's like serious stuff. So all of a sudden, I got a different kind of respect from that. And then when I began working and switching from technology and working on mobilization campaigns, I found that using that phrase rocket scientist opened up doors for me. You know, people said, you know, you come from technology, you're not necessarily an educator and don't have an education background other than your personal education. What can you do? And what I was able to do after my work with Vicki is understand how I could reframe the situation and also reframe the problem and reframe my experience and help people understand and organizations understand that they were dealing with some really dramatic shifts, and these shifts were overwhelming them. And they're using the phrase rocket scientist really opened up the door because we said, man, there's so many issues, it's so complex, you know, who can help us think through it? And that really opened up the door for some really great consulting opportunities, which opened up the door to these mobilizations. And it also landed me all the way at the doorstep of the White House. So I'm really grateful for Vicki and her work. I would not be where I am had it not been for the work with her. One of the great things I got from working with Vicki is that she helped me understand and to have the confidence in my skills to understand that, you know, the environment changes, business changes really quickly, but problems don't go away. And maybe how clients are reframing the problems is what is different. But our skill set, our talent can be used if you pivot or you provide your message in a more compelling way to answer the problem that a client is having in for tomorrow. And I think that's one of the great things that Vicki does is she just doesn't go to where the market was or where it is today. She's really got her finger on the pulse of where the market is going and helping you as a client understand what are your skill sets? What are my skill sets? What's my compelling message? And how is that where the client needs to be? And so how do I frame my skill set in a way that is compelling for the client and helps them understand that I can help them solve their problem tomorrow. The skill sets that I have shown that I know how to do it. I've got the track record, but even better, I know how to help you prevent some of those problems coming down the road. And Vicki's really great at helping you identify what are those skill sets and also giving you the confidence that, you know, you've solved problems before, you've solved problems today, and you're still a great problem solver. You're still somebody who makes things happen. Just because conditions have changed, it's just about how do we make your message more compelling so that people can see that you still have this great skill set to help the clients solve their problems in the future.